Today's date is March the 1st, 2008.
Salam, everyone. We pray our salutations to the divinity within you. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya, Further Clarification Sessions. The Mission of Maitreya represents the final revelation of God to humanity. It is the prophesized revelation that unifies all religions, opens the seven seals, which were promised to be opened at the end time, Revelation chapter 5, and explains the mystery of God as was promised in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, the last book of the Bible. Maitreya has been writing and revealing these revelations since 1977 until 7-7-07. This room now is the final step to answer any remaining questions that anyone might have about these revelations. We will read these revelations and teachings, and if anyone has any questions about these teachings, wants to know where any religion and or teaching in the world falls in the seven seals, or would like to discuss and or debate religions with Maitreya, they are welcome to do so. If you have been studying our teachings and know the base of these revelations, Eternal Divine Path, you will have microphone privileges. In this case, just raise your hand. Any time during these readings, and Maitreya will come to the microphone and will talk to you and answer you. If you have not studied our teachings, then write your questions in text. These sessions will be held once a month on the first Saturday of each month at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time from the United States of America. The session will last for 1 hour. However, if there are unanswered questions and or we have made pre-arrangements for a long debate with a specific person and or group, the session might last longer than 1 hour. Again, Salome, and welcome to our room.
Hello everyone, welcome to the room. We have some questions that we are going to answer before we start the session. So I release the mic for question to be read.
Matthew 24:27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all of the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all of the tribes of earth mourn. I apologize for that again. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel.
Okay, well, let's read the part about the Matthew verse by verse and answer that. Do you guys want to participate in answering it, or you want me just answer it? Okay, let's read the first verse.
For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Okay, well, anybody wants to take the challenge and answer the question? Learning the teachings are important. As a part of the mission, everybody knows the teaching well. Go ahead, Radha.
Salam Maitreya. This is a prophecy given before the coming of the next prophet, before the coming of Maitreya. The lightning cometh out of the east. Maitreya was born in the east and shineth unto the west. And Maitreya came to the United States in the west after. So the prophecy is about Maitreya. And the next verse, after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened. The sun represents men and the heads of the society. Mm-hmm. The moon represents the woman, and the stars represent the children, and all of them will fall and will not give light.
Great, Rado. I couldn't have said it better. That's it. That's the answer. It's a symbolic meaning of what is in the Bible, which has confused many for thousands of years, and they have tried to interpret things that they have not been authorized to interpret. And everybody writes books and give lectures and create organization based on their interpretations, but really the interpretation is not going to be given until the seventh revelation or opening of the seven seals. And now that is what it means. You come from the east and shine is in the west. That has happened. And after the tribulation, can we say that the third world, first and second, were great tribulation for humanity? Suddenly human become more materialistic, and the leaders are darkened, and other problem that happened in last century, and shortly this revelation will come. Again, we see this is the revelation should come at the end time, not the teaching of Bab and Baha'u'llah, which was 200 years ago, or Prophet Muhammad, which was the fourth seal and 1400 years ago, and still have not completely brought the kingdom of God on earth. So those verses are surely for this mission and of coming of this revelation to humanity. Okay, let's go to the next verse.
Matthew 24:30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Okay, that's also should pretty easy to answer. What is the sign of the Son of Man, or Son of God, which come from heaven? What heaven means? Anybody wants to answer that? We need everybody to learn these teachings inside out and take it to humanity and spread it wide to everyone. I have done my job. It is now up to all of you to really put this first in your lives and learn it well. We all can see what is happening on earth. Economy, housing, war, destruction. These are all the signs that are given to all of us. The tribulation is coming, the destruction is coming. The call is out to all of you to truly set up your lives based on this revelation and God, and come together and learn the teaching and start reaching out to humanity. You know, what else God should do that make everybody else to realize they have to get on with it and do His will? Time to learn the teaching in a depth possible. I know all of you struggle out there with the mundanity and all that, but it's not time to really be attached too much to the external world. It's time to see the signs. It's the time of the Nova calling, come to the raft, come to the ship, come and bring your talent and ability to the mission so we can see this happens. We shouldn't be resisting it anymore. It's okay, but how bad should it get before humanity eventually realizes there is something is happening on this earth? and everybody has been called to drop everything and dedicate their life to God's work. So the call really is for all of us, each of us, understand the teaching, take the mic, take the teaching and the life with its horn, and reach out, give lectures, reach out to humanity and wake them up to this call. So these questions also have been sent to the mission. I decided to answer them because we haven't really given them any commentary on those questions, although the answers are very obvious to the person who asked the question should easily could find the answer probably in the website. And as many people said, as the prophecies at this time, after the World War II, the sign is going to come and the tribulation will come to humanity. It is after that we will have all these things start happening to us. What is the sign of the Son of Man? What is God has been trying to give to humanity all along, all this time, to guide them to come to realization that they have to bring the kingdom of God on earth? The greatest sign is the sign of the Son of Man. That is the one that opens the seventh seal. It comes from the heaven. Even some people put it on heaven, as we saw in the poster that are made for the mission. It is on heaven. It's at the top of the earth, and everybody can see it and covers everyone. And people can see the picture and hear the word of God from our website all over the world. There is no place that you cannot see them. Wasn't there a particular constellation star that formed in the November 23rd, 2003? There are many signs is happening all over the world. And all signs are pointing to this revelation. All is pointing to coming of great tribulation. I know a lot of people don't like to hear that, but that is the truth. It's coming. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but look what happened to the economy. The whole earth is going through great recession and nobody knows how to stop it. The sooner people come together, create the communities of light, realize that they have to learn to live with one another, the sooner we can create the kingdom of God on earth and prevent all this problem that we have on earth. And the Son of Man come from the cloud. What cloud means? Really means that Christ is going to come at the top of the earth on the clouds, and suddenly all the people believe and that are lifted up to the clouds? Or does that mean that whenever confusion there, clouds on earth, God will send the revelation and His Spirit will come to earth to bring the revelation to man? So we see that explanation comes to humanity clearly, and not only it explains the relationship between this revelation and God and what was He doing, and also it explains how all other prophets of God has been chosen and came at the time of the cloud and confusion and brought a new revelation and way to man. This is a new heaven and a new earth. We have to create new man. We have to shed our old skins. Our old skins are selfishness, self-centeredness, and being only interested in what we have. The new skin is communities of light, sharing, and ability to live with other people in peace and unity, and the ability to overcome our ego. So we can see those things also are fulfilled. Let's go to the verse 31st. It said, and he shall send his angel with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. That also is happening. We are calling elect. We are creating the facilitating body. And as we explain in other teachings, that it's going to probably take three lifetimes to come to that point. By then, hopefully, many people know the teaching, are a part of it, have created the facilitating body, and they will be called the angels of the mission, and they will sound the trumpet, and we will sound the trumpet, and they shall gather together the elect. So really, it goes very well with our approach that the facilitating body is the most important part to create at this time, and the elects are going to be gathered later by them. So we can see we are absolutely fulfilling everything God said is going to happen and will come true, and it is unfolding right in front of our eyes. The only thing is to find the facilitating body to bring everyone and join here and have the expertise of setting up a good sound system and know how it works, so we don't have to have a problem. We are all amateur sound people. We don't have any expert here. And if this is going to start happening over and over, I might just stop giving satsang altogether. If you guys are not going to come and join and help, I might just completely withdraw my satsangs and say, forget it. If you guys are not going to come and help, I'm not going to do it. So that is a warning. I need people to come and join and do it. No longer a request. It's getting bad, tribulation, and we need good people who come and join the community and help out and set up a good system, buy a building that we can move all these things from our house to a place that is called center, and start really reaching out instead of being in a small little place with a couple of houses or rooms and a couple of mature people come and do it. So this is the answer. The rest of it that you read, they are from Acts and Thessalonians, and we do not accept that part as the word of God. I'm not saying they don't have some truth at all, but they're not from Christ. They're from the disciples. Some of them weren't even disciples that took over Christianity later on, and people followed those words more than the word of Christ. We basically follow the New Testament, the four Gospels, and the Revelation. Therefore, we don't have to even touch those questions, and we can just forget about that part, because we don't even accept them as the part of the Bible. Now, if there's other questions, go ahead and post them. I'm really serious. If we don't get the professional way of doing this thing anymore, I might just say just forget it and wait until people who are called for and dedicated and want to be here and do it come along. Amazing is asking, I'd like to know what is the situation with the planning of the temple and the Communities of Light. What stage are they at? They are in no stage whatsoever. We still are struggling with bringing some people together here and make them to learn how to live in a community together and get along. Of course, the purpose of the mission at this time is not really to create the Communities of Light. The purpose is to create the facilitating body and dedicated people who will come and have the ability to lead, and they are the leaders that can make this mission start reaching out to humanity and create an organization that can spread this message and eventually have a body that can from the top to bottom to reach to the grassroots, and then from the grassroots the hierarchy from people will emerge, and the paravipras or the elects will be emerging from them. So the facilitating body is the ones that are going to eventually create the communities of light by creating environment that people can see the light and the truth and come together and choose their own leaders. So the community is not the goal at this time, and what we are doing here, trying to bring some people, at least that they have a rapport and ability to work together and create an environment that we have a viable organization. And the temple, we have the stigmatic or the graphic of it in the website. Even it's been proposed how to build it. And we have a model that somebody made for us 20 some years ago in the center, in the mission, and also in the Second Life. Now we have the temple, the community center, the satsang room, the commerce section, and the six house of communities are built, and easily you can go to the Second Life and see them how they look. Of course, they are models, they are not written in stone. We have tried to make them as diverse as possible so people realize they can have many different kind of housing around the center that they can come together to meditate and do their rituals and study and be together and invite other people in the community around them come and join them. So the whole plan and the way it should be manifested has been given. We need people and resources. That is what's lacking at this time in the mission. Of course, in this lifetime, God has made it very clear that it is the time of the thief of the night, and we're going to be quiet, we're going to be very hidden, but eventually with the tribulation and shaking off of humanity to recognize and realize that they are called, and God truly exists. He has said that He will do these things, and they are done. Therefore, there is no doubt about that God exists and is in control, and He has created this universe for a specific purpose and reasons. The more humanity realizes that there is a purpose in this creation, and the more they overcome their egos and become a part of the body of God, the stronger body we will have, and therefore we can come together and manifest this mission. So that is the state of the Communities of Light and the temple. After we create the facilitating body, have enough people and resources, hopefully we can create an area that we will have places people can come and visit, build the temple. This place itself, which will be called the New Jerusalem, will become an attraction for other people or humanity to see this revelation more clearer and become a unifying center for everyone to come together and see God's revelation. That is why this call is to everyone to come and join us. It's been 25 some years, and we need people eventually realize it is serious. The tribulation is coming, and how long the tribulation should come and how bad should it get before eventually humanity says, yeah, I better go and join this thing, because that's where the energy is and that's where God is going. I hope that answers your question. Josh is asking, so Maitreya, where are you from? If you go to our website, there is a writing how he became Maitreya, and you receive all your answers you need to know about who I am, where I came from, how I received this revelation, what does it say, and all that. Jashikan asking, so Maitreya, are you the Mahdi that the president of Iran is speaking of? I don't know what the president of Iran is speaking of, but that is what the president of Iran, you and everybody else, to prove it to themselves. And I hope all the presidents in all over the world will prove that to themselves and eventually realize that their way is not going to work, neither the way of the president of Iran nor the way of the other presidents or the leaders on earth. The only way will work is the way of God. And if you want to know who I am, go to the website, study, see the prophecies, see the revelation, see the genealogy, genetic makeup, and all the things that God has revealed to humanity, and draw your own conclusion. The famous word of Christ said, if I say I am Christ, you won't believe me. And if I say I am not, I am lying. So it's really up to you to prove that to yourself. It is time for humanity eventually destroy the barriers they have created between themselves for the last 12,000 years and recognize there is only one humanity and one God, and He has sent all religions. And as it was before the flood of Noah and the fall of man and destruction, humanity have to come together and create an earth that belongs to everybody. Therefore, they can accelerate their progress toward the fulfillment of the purpose and reason for this creation. Joshua is asking because he's been saying he knows who the Mahdi is and is from Iran. Oh, well, great. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Because we send them the letter to humanity and leaders on earth. Maybe he is the one who's listening to it. That would be great. If he knows, then he should come and surrender the Iran to me, and we can make that country the first place that the mission will manifest the revelation of God. But if he knows someone else, he might be referring to himself, I'm not sure. We have a lot of people coming to our rooms, they say they are the messiahs. He has explained sometimes that a light envelops him when he gives speeches, so who knows, maybe he thinks he is the one. But if he comes and they come and surrender the Iran to me, actually I'm waiting for what happened to Prophet Muhammad, that leaders of the Medina came and accepted him as the leaders, and that is when Islam started. I am waiting for some people maybe eventually recognize, and there are some countries that they do, and it's not only Iran, there are even some countries in Europe that they are waiting for Christ to come or Mahdi to come, and maybe they eventually realize, yeah, that's it. They come, and I don't mind whatsoever, go and make the Iran or any country in Europe or anywhere else the first nation that will accept this revelation, and we start working with them and bring peace instead of wars that happening on earth. Amazing is asking, so you want people to come together physically to act as facilitators? Yes, it is important for people come together physically so they can create an office and a place that we can have computers and reach out and a center that they can answer the emails, reach out, send the teachers. We need facilitating body, we need supporters, we need teachers, and we need the staffs. These are the things at this time mission is lacking. Buildings that we can make people come and see what we have. So we need a lot of things for this mission in this manifested world. We are very practical people in this mission. We are not just saying, oh, just meditate, you're going to be okay. We are talking about the communities. We are talking about coming together. We are talking about countries come and join us and call us to go there and become a nation of God. We are having a great vision that covers the whole earth. It needs a lot of resources, a lot of people, a lot of egoless workers that are here to absolutely dedicate their lives to God and His work. We are creating the biggest, largest religion organization ever on earth for last 12,000 years. We are hopefully one day we're going to be bigger than Catholic Church, than Islamic nations, and that needs a lot of resources and people. It is a huge vision, and it has come to earth, and its call is becoming sharper and asking for the real dedicated people to step forward. Amazing is saying, and it will work well. Yeah, well, that's one of the things in the mission we teach, that the people even work out there, they should become the most proficient and the best workers. We need professional people. We need professional people who set up our sound system. I don't know too much about sound system, like the, we have right here, also we set it up some. The people are here, they don't know too much about the system. So we are pretty much struggling to make it go. And all of them working very hard. Believe me, every person in this mission, in the center, they're working very hard, and I appreciate their work and their dedication, there's no doubt about that. But we need more people and more dedicated and professional people to come and join and help. And the vision is the Word of God. The vision is what has been sent to humanity. You're absolutely right. It is something which makes sense. That's the only thing makes sense. And believe me, if nothing happened in the mission and never get anywhere, that is my religion. That's fine with me. That's all I need to know, and it makes sense. Should happen for everybody. Whoever read this teaching and understand it, that should become their religion, their revelation, sent by God. They should come and work for the mission hard and not expect much, because their reward is with God and is in heaven. What kind of the system are you referring to? If you read the Zion and Mount Zion in though in the website, that is the system we are talking about. Or the plan, or the map in the plan, that is the system we're talking about. Okay, if there is no other question, we are over our time. Hopefully this call get to you, and you get it to other people, and become more serious about this revelation. This is a time of manifestation and coming together. May God be with you. Be a part of God and His instrument and revelation. Go to the website, know the teaching, come, participate, tell us you know the teachings, and let this teaching become the teaching on earth. Salam, everyone.